All right, we're going to sell AJ. And AJ is on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning. AJ has COVID. So yeah, I think we have to put you in the discount bin.
Yeah.
Damaged goods.
The slightly used.
All right, this is the deal here. It's Chaz and AJ, arts, television, and appliance. AJ goes to comedy camp, thanks to Brewport.
Yay.
Okay. There's this comedy camp in California AJ's going to attend. The comedy camp was nice enough to give AJ free pass.
Yay.
So we had to come up with airfare, hotel, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So he's going to learn from Jay Leno, Adam Carolla, and more. So
yes.
Awesome for you.
Yes, it is.
We're about $500 short of getting you covered completely.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I got like $22 on it right now.
So I know we have people who will just do whatever and call up and say, I'll donate $500. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
I think AJ needs to work for this.
Jeez.
This is don't play up the sympathy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No.
Don't, please, sir, can I have some camp?
Right.
It's cold, sir.
See, I already got a text from Lumber Joe.
Yes.
He goes, I got the 500.
No, Lumber Joe.
No.
Make him cut lumber.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
What can he do?
That's content.
Like, can he mow your lawn? Can he wear a maid's outfit and clean your house? Can he go to your restaurant and clean dishes or bus tables?
Yeah.
Or do you want 2 weeks off? I can just come over and lick something you have and you'd be off for a while.
Now, when you say lick something I have.
Dude.
Yes.
Exactly. What are we discussing?
A glass.
AJ in the back pages now.
Craigslist missed connections.
Man seeking AJ.
Yeah, I don't know if we start with you calling in what you do for a living, how hard you work, and how much you make an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or if you call, if you own a business and say, I'll pay him $10 an hour to do whatever.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Right. You need to call in and tell us what you hate doing at your job and then make AJ do it for you.
Yeah.
Money.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah. What do you hate?
Right.
Yeah.
Or it could come to your house and do your laundry or...
Oh, ew.
He could spin pizzas at Brewport.
Yeah.
Right.
Spin pizza at Brewport.
He can clean toilets at Taco Bell.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun right there.
Those have to be the worst toilets, really.
He can be portal that guy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Those are used quite often, yeah.
You always complain about the drive-thru. I'd love to see you man that for an hour or so.
Oh, see?
Yeah, you know what I like to do? Right now, strangle you. How's that sound? Yeah.
Imagine him
no
reading your order
that.
Back. That'd be amazing. It's like,
oh,
when
no,
I get...
No. I know it's no money, just pleasure right there.
Yes.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Boston John. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, so listen, I take care of buildings, and I'm always having to plunge toilets. Maybe you can come and plunge a couple of toilets for me.
With your mouth.
Right. This way, I get hepatitis instead of COVID. Great idea.
They'll cancel each other out.
You can work with hepatitis.
I'm gonna be one big germ ball hitting California.
You can always snake some drains, like you know, in the kitchen sink instead.
All right. What would you What would you pay him to plunge toilets?
So I get $30 an hour to plunge toilets.
Okay. How many hours do you want?
Yeah, but we're not going to pay you. You're experienced and you're a professional.
Oh.
So we'd pay him like 10.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe 10.
Yeah, what's the coming in rate?
Then let's say half. Let's say half. $15 an hour.
$15 an hour plunging toilets, right? How plugs is one toilet?
Well, you know, usually it depends, you know, on how clogged it is. Sometimes a toilet will just take a few minutes and you're set. But
can I tell you
got to.
Thank you, John. We got your number.
I
don't want to go down this road, but it's horrible even when it's your own toilet.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's horrible.
Yes.
That water that splashes out, it's just horrible.
Could you imagine
like Coney Island? Like after Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get food champion toilet juice. Nobody wants that at all.
We're about $500 short. We're trying to raise money for this. And I know, like, the Joes of the world with the big hearts will come and open up a checkbook. We'd like AJ to work for it. AJ, don't you want to work for this?
I love Joe.
Joe the Barber, what do you think?
I don't know, $50 an hour. You can come down for a couple hours and sweep the barbershop floor.
Who makes $50 an hour to sweep a floor?
That's good.
You're not paying anybody that for real.
Well, I'll pay him what you're paying. I'm donating.
Wait, hold on. Joe, are you going to, out of your pocket, pay $50 an hour?
Yeah, if he wants to hang out for a couple hours, I'll give him $100. Yeah, sure, why not?
$150 to hang out with Joe? No thanks.
Exactly.
I didn't think about it that way. Yeah, I was just thinking about the floor sweeping part.
Yeah, he also gets to talk to you the whole time. You can't hang up on him.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's called misery too.
No, no matter involved.
You could go snake toilets or hang out with me and have a couple beers and hang out.
Hello, toilets.
All right, Joe the Barber. Okay, you're on the list here. We're going to figure
it
out.
You got it, brother.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Joe.
I appreciate your generosity, really.
Right. Are there any, like, the VIP New Night Watchmen?
John in Stanford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yo.
What do you got, brother?
Hi. I own Flavorism in Stanford, Connecticut. We're a six-kitchen food hall. We do only food delivery. At about lunchtime, we do somewhere between 600 and 800 orders.
Is that
right? We pay $20 an hour.
One place? 600 to 800 orders.
Yeah. In 90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
You're like Uber Eats Kitchen?
No, we're our own software. We're our own system. So we use only full-time employees, benefits, vacation, all that good stuff.
And AJ's perfect.
Really?
Drive fast.
There you go. Yeah.
How does no one... You should be on a food channel or something. This is... extraordinary.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an extraordinary place to see. We've got an extraordinary team, very cool group of people. And I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you. Did you start the business?
I did.
Oh, you're rich.
How did it
start? Yeah, I may apply for the job.
How did it start?
And I'm a former chef. I used to run places like the Plaza Hotel, and then I ran a company called Abigail Kirsch for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then started this as a way to create a world where chefs could have real lives. We only work Monday through Friday. We take major holidays off. We work about 40 hours a week. But we make all custom made-to-order meals, very high-end.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Holy crap.
That's really cool.
During the weekday, we deliver mostly to offices, but we also do homes as well.
Wow.
So these chefs are now home at night with their families.
Yeah.
And not working weekends.
Yeah.
And you trust AJ not to eat that food on the way to deliver.
Or find the place.
We're hoping we'll help him recover from COVID here. You know,
chicken soup, dude.
Most important thing is the food you eat.
Wow. Mm.
That's a good job for AJ, though.
And you don't mind a bite missing every now and then.
Yeah.
No. We got cameras everywhere.
Somebody need a camera.
Hey, where are the noodles from my ramen noodles? What the hell?
I'm going to keep the job.
How far out from Stanford do you deliver?
Our furthest delivery is to over by Rye Playland. Every day we make one run over there at about 11:15 in the morning. And then we head up to Darien. We have six drivers doing 110 stops in 90 minutes, somewhere between 600 and 800 meals.
I'd love to see how bad AJ could screw all this up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I call shotgun.
The restaurants look great. The restaurants look awesome. I just took a look at it.
Oh, you have their website open?
Yep.
Wow.
How much in advance do you need to order?
People are ordering right now for lunch today, and they can order all the way up until about an hour and 15 minutes before the delivery.
That's incredible.
Wow. Jeez.
And can one, like if you're just one person, can you order, what's the minimum order?
Depending on where you're located, there is no minimums. We'll deliver a smoothie.
Wow.
In that case, we had Turkey Bacon Club in Milford.
Because the worst part about all the food delivery services is cooking the food, you know?
So, like, you guys take that out of the equation. Meal prep.
Well, no, this is ready to eat.
Yeah,
yeah, like it's ready to go.
Yeah.
I could order 6 meals, 8 meals, and be ready to go for the week.
Yeah, the idea here is we actually partner. We share our software with about another 100 restaurants in the area. So all of those other restaurants are also selling their food into our ecosystem. And it's, you know, it's basically a counterbalance to the third party system.
He's got it. It's the future.
That's wild.
Do I have to wear a uniform like Captain Hook on a uniform? Something like
that? Yeah, he has to wear a paper hat.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
John, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your number.
Uh-oh.
Okay, good.
Yeah, definitely.
So far, I got sweeping and delivering food.
Ooh, yeah.
I could combine the two and put the hair in the food.
There was cleaning toilets, too, but we probably won't go there.
Oh, we should.
That's pretty gross.
Selling Girl Scout cookies? I like that.
not this time of year. It's not. That's March.
Yeah, but we don't need a time of year.
So I think Girl Scout cookies are easy. Sell Boy Scout popcorn, because that's the one. That's way harder to move.
Yeah, that's more of a challenge.
Or Man Scout beef jerky. How about that?
Manscaped razors.
If I sell weed, it'll be done in about an hour and a half.
We're trying to find a couple of jobs for AJ so he could raise the $500 gap that we need to fill to send him out to comedy camp.
Right.
Thanks to Arts Television and Appliance, and thanks to Brewport.
Right.
Mary Beth in West Haven.
So does AJ want to bartend with me one night?
Ooh.
Mm.
Bartend sounds cool.
That's a good one.
I used to be a bartender.
I bartend at a little bar in West Haven, and you definitely make the money.
So what kind of bar is it?
It's a little bar. It's a cute little.
Like,
it's called Reruns. It's in West Haven.
Okay.
Is it that little brick building?
Yeah, right across from Valero. We have food.
On the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a bad little place.
Yeah, and you
I'd
pack
be down
it
with that.
Yeah.
We can drink behind the bar, too.
We should put AJ back there for a complicated drink night. No beer, no wine.
Yep. Mixologist AJ.
Not beer and shot night. It's like complicated chemistry.
Yes. Do the craziest order you can. That'd be fun.
Cuba Libre.
What do you think he would make doing that?
A mess.
He can make it all in one night easy.
Yeah.
The $500 in one night?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
If people knew AJ was going to be bartending, they would flock.
No, but that's not what I mean, though. I don't mean what could AJ make. I mean, what do you make?
Oh.
Mary Beth.
That.
Really? Whoa. You'll make $500 in tips in a night?
I didn't really want to broadcast that, but
that's
yes.
That's hard work, though.
It is hard work.
They're going to wait for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're good at what you do.
Yeah.
And you have a good crowd and they take good care of you. And that's probably Friday, Saturday night or whatever.
Yeah, I work on Tuesday, Fridays.
Okay. All right.
But he may say he wants to do it.
Okay.
Easy. Yeah.
Do we have our number? Yes. Okay, Mary Beth. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Wow. That's pretty good money.
On a Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. When I used to bartend and on a Sunday, I'd bring home like $800.
What are you doing here then?
You called me.
That's funny. When I called him, he was at a bar bartending.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said, you want to join the morning show?
Yep. And I saw old Jack passed out the bar with his shot fell on. I'm like, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, he just sobered up and goes, tomorrow?
You're going to have to open walnuts with your forehead. That's okay.
No problem. Cooper in Terryville.
Hey there. How's it going this morning, guys?
Good, thank you.
I've got a use for AJ. My grandmother, God bless her soul, loves to do her laundry. She can wash. She can use one dish rag, and she has to immediately wash it. And so in the interest of my washing and water bill, I would employ AJ to intercept my grandmother and heckle her. Into letting him do her laundry.
Done.
Larger load.
Done.
AJ heckling an old
person?
It would
have to be like an all-day thing, though. Because she'll do laundry from 8 a.m. until midnight.
What's that cost?
Oh. She's going to start with a knitting needle.
That's a long day.
Yeah, it's a lot of long.
Yeah. Long day. That's
What's
a long
the rate
day.
On Nana yelling? Like, what is that?
There's food in it for you, and I think I'd be willing to flesh out like $10 an hour.
Ooh.
In the interest of my water bill. Totally honest.
But like, what kind of food? Like fruitcake and grandma's stuff, like ribbon candy.
Oh no! Like, you know,
you paid in Wentworth.
Does she do real like? She does real good, like good grandma laundry where everything is ironed afterwards.
Oh God, I can't iron anything.
Dude, my grandma
really,
used to iron every single thing.
It depends on what
thing.
She's doing.
My grandma would iron. Right. If money came out of your pants, it would be ironed.
There's a crease on George.
That sounds intriguing.
We want to thank Arts Television and Appliance and Brewport for funding a lot of this. Little Pub in Fairfield going to help us when AJ gets back. But we need to come up with $500, and we thought, well, AJ should actually work for it.
Yeah.
We don't want a donation. Rob in Cheshire.
I'm a gigolo.
Hey, I got an overgrown corner of my property that needs to be weeded. You can do it for $250.
Yeah.
$250.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. This way you just get ticks on me and die. Yeah. Ivy ticks. It'll be like one big rash.
How big of a lot is it?
Might be like 50 by 75 feet. It's a corner of the property. It's a little hill goes down next to my driveway. And it's overgrown with all kinds of long grass and small trees.
Is this weed whacker, chainsaw? What's the biggest piece of apparatus you would need?
Dig it out. Pull it out. It all has to be pulled out. Not
oh,
just
pulled
out.
Hand.
Oh, mm. You yeah. know, gasoline and a match will work.
Yeah. Can't do that in flip-flops.
Take your Challenger, AJ, just do donuts.
I want Cassandra to stay alive that's in there.
What's that?
I want the pack of Sandra to stay alive that I'm trying to overtake.
Oh, that's good. You have to. That's great. Yeah. That's monotonous.
You could buy those.
They're there. They're just hidden.
We have time. We have his number. Great. We have your number. Thank you, Rob.
Great.
You got
it. Like copperhead snakes in there and whatnot.
I was hoping to find stuff that's like really brutal, like paving or roofing or jackhammer.
Right.
But if he does the weeding in Daisy Dukes, then it's better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. We can negotiate
outfits.
Outfits.
What?
Jimmy Jams.
Hey. So, hey, AJ, do you hate your back?
What happened?
Do you hate your back?
Do you hate your
maybe
back?
Most parts of your body?
Do I hate
my
back?
I got a job for you. Hardwood flooring.
Ooh,
oh, boy.
That's my nickname,
actually.
How would
actually. You like to sit? 1,000 feet you've ever seen.
Hardwood flooring.
Yeah, we don't have the best phone connection here, Jimmy, so we have your number, and we're going to discuss right now.
Right.
Yeah, but...
What, like polishing them? Like we
no, putting them? Installing them.
Oh, dear God. Did you want it to come out good?
Yes, I'm saying you're going to ruin someone's house.
Yeah.
A snap fit.
Yeah. Keep in mind unskilled labor over here.
You have to hammer all these boards, and one, you're just picking up wood all day. It's not
exactly
light.
Right.
Then you have to cut it.
Right.
And then you have to hammer it in.
Right. How about some, like, pedicures for the Playboy Mansion or something like that?
Sky and Shelton.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a great job for AJ, helping me mow a cemetery here in Shelton and weed whacking. And I will give AJ a zero-turn rider with an air ride seat that he'll be able to help me mow the cemetery.
Ooh.
Sounds cozy.
I think he would earn good money doing that, but lose more knocking over headstones and having to replace them.
But I can't hurt anybody.
We'll give him the part where there's no headstones and where future people are going to be buried 200 years from now.
Future
and,
people.
Nice.
That's terrifying.
How much people? Do you make an hour doing that?
It's on a per job basis. My family's been maintaining the cemetery for like seven generations, so
that's
I think AJ would be perfect. And as a as a Minnesota Vikings fans, we could actually bury a couple Minnesota Vikings jerseys there with the way the season's going.
Yeah, skull.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
That's a nice little detail. I like that tie-in.
I like it.
Yeah, he could do that. He can't hurt anybody.
Yeah, I can cut grass.
We're going to find out how many ways he can hurt people, hurt things, damage equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. He mowed. Yeah, what did you do to your eyeball mowing your lawn?
Oh, I had a stick go through my eyeball.
Yeah, you're driving and you drove right under a tree, and a stick went right into your eye.
Oh,
the
yeah.
best part
yeah.
is he had eyewear on. Did you have sunglasses yeah. on?
Yeah, it went past the sunglasses in my eyes.
That would happen to you. You probably hit like an American flag, and the stick thing would pop up and nail you in the face.
Yeah, but I did get nice and close to that tree, though.
It'll be one of those news stories like police are looking for teenagers responsible for damaging all these headstones. Like, nope, it wasn't a teenager.
Right.
The flip-flop ended.
Don't ever think of me.
Jay, thank you, and we have your number.
I like that one. Nice and peaceful.
Yeah, that's why we can't pick that one.
Yeah.
he said a brand new zero turn. Like, yeah. That sounds comfy.
I think it should be something where we can all go yeah. and participate in this.
Cheer.
Or drive by and watch you do yes. it.
Can he Zamboni?
You can drive by the cemetery.
I think you should be dressed as the Grim Reaper, like mowing the lawn in a cemetery.
Right. Oh, my.
That would get attention.
Right. We are near Halloween.
That's actually brilliant.
Work a fun house.
Yeah,
could work like a Halloween...
Right.
Halloween right around the corner here. Yep.
Paul and Orange.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good Love morning. The show.
Thank you.
I have COVID.
So, listen, I've got we breed and train Rottweilers, and we've got six
oh, cool.
that live at our house.
We're going to put him in a suit?
And,
put steaks on the suit?
And they, well... Well, that's surely an option, but I was thinking, you know, I've got about an acre of lawn that they use as a bathroom, and that needs to be cleaned up.
Write this down.
Hey, the prize man!
Yeah, poop boy.
Wow. How much are you willing to pay him for that?
We'd be willing to pay $150 for that.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of poop.
Yeah. Good one, yeah.
How long do you think it'll take them to clean that up?
Well, if the grass is tall, it could take. it certainly could take well over an hour, hour and a half.
That's good money. Is that what you guys pay?
All you can eat.
Well, listen, this is a good cause, so it's a little more than market value.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right. What is the poop market value?
Right. People make crazy money.
Yeah.
Well, for my kids who live rent-free, it's pretty cheap.
Okay, very good.
Do I get to put out the Rottweiler?
Of course. Absolutely.
Cool.
We'll tie a little stake around your neck. They love that.
Play, not
Can we feed them tacos first?
Paul, thank
Absolutely.
You.